This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Derailing Kelso's story of the week. That's right. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin 90.7. That was Words by Kate Miller-Heidke, practically the fourth presenter on this team. She's fantastic. You've inspired me to like her more. I mean, I didn't dislike
her.
You could end that sentence
at me.
Well, she's just like... Okay?
Just say you've inspired me.
You've inspired me.
Yeah, just say that.
When we're going to do the podcast, you're going to edit that out. So it says, you've inspired me.
Yeah.
So, that's so sweet of Andrew to say that. But speaking of, it's so sweet of Andrew to say that. That was the only compliment you're going to give me, because now you're going to tear a story of mine to shreds.
And you gave it to yourself.
So it's even like, yeah, it's an indirect. Well, I mean, I have to give compliments to myself because no one else gives me them.
I'll give you a compliment.
So this
you have a very good haircut.
Oh, thanks.
It is actually very neat. It's good. Yeah, I'd employ you.
Your haircut is rather neat as well. You look like you could be in a hippie army.
That's not neat. I'm going for employment. But okay.
Tell us about what derailing is before I begin.
Derailing means that you tell a story and I try to, through bad manners and poor radio etiquette, to prevent you from completing it.
Exactly. And some would say there's not much difference to the other segments. They'd be right. So, this week, we're going to keep with the library theme, right?
Ooh.
It's slightly different. It's pretty much right on topic, which is a nice change. Do you know the story of Alexander the Great and his death?
I am aware that he... So, as I remember, Alexander the Great was dying, and everyone was like, what are we going to do with your great empire? You need to give it to one of us. These were like his deputies. You need to give it to one of us, otherwise they will be terrible in fighting among us for it, and the empire will collapse.
It's a bit like a will. Like, so I leave the empire to Thingo, I leave my chest of drawers to Thingo, the car to... Go on, sorry. Yeah. So it was the...
And his last words, and, you know, they're saying, to whom should it go? And he said, toi kratis toi. Hmm. Which is Greek for to the strongest, which meant that he wanted them to fight and destroy it so that none would rule as gloriously as he had. And he was right. They fought. It fell apart.
Well done. He's a genius. Yeah,
that is what I know about Alexander the Great's death.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say to us when we finish Get Serial. So who's going to take over? And we'll say... Yeah, and it'll just erupt into chaos. Well, actually, I appreciate
it. It was my wife's phone background for ages, toi kratis toi. She loves Alexander the Great.
Yeah.
Like, nice. Before she met me, her crush was Alexander the Great.
Seriously? It probably still is.
My main achievement is taking a woman away from Alexander the Great.
So that is something that you used to be able to get burned alive for doing that.
More if you took a man away from him, but...
Oh, true. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think he would have cared if you took a woman.
No. but basically, I appreciate the historical depth there. I admire that level of knowledge, but that wasn't actually the relevant... That's not what the story's about. This is about his tomb. Because due to an earthquake, I believe his tomb used to be in the Library of Alexandria, and it was the library. Sorry, I just realised this was not. This is. I'm derailing this on myself. That wasn't the story I was going to use. That was going to be for the playtest. This has nothing to do with anything. Forgive me. Sorry. Let me change. Forget anything about Alexander the Great.
Okay.
It's sort of similar. I've got two stories that are very similar and I confuse the segments. The story I was going to do for derailing is the Library of Alexandria, the current modern Library of Alexandria today, has a printout of every single web page that has ever existed since 1998.
No.
It does.
That's ridiculous.
I've seen pictures of it. I'll get a picture up for you now. It's got... hundreds and hundreds of hectares of warehouse. Not as in, when I say page, I don't mean every individual Facebook page or every, you know, individual blog and sub page, but every website, a picture of every single website in paper form, a printout, is in the library since 1998. There are millions, probably billions of pages of it.
So I have a few questions. One of them is... whenever Google's homepage changes, is that reprinted and placed there?
I don't know. I don't imagine, because it's the same page.
What about YouTube, which changes daily with the thumbnails of the day?
It's the same page, though. It's just a different thumbnail. So I imagine they'd be the same.
Okay, do they include pornographic content?
That's a good question.
That's a significant chunk of the internet.
Well, they were saying, isn't that something like 90% of the internet or something?
I think it was, but now it's not the case because now that we produce so much content through social media, it's not the case anymore. It was before that.
I don't know. I'd imagine pornography would be in there. Like, I mean, it's every single site. I don't think. I imagine it's done through, like, it's done electronically.
Does it include illegal sites, for example, terrorist information?
No, that's the thing. It doesn't include the dark web. It doesn't include any element that isn't controlled by a government.
So every time you make a website, they get a notification and they print it out.
Yeah.
Which means there is somewhere in the library of Alexandria a printout of joshcake.com.
There would be. Isn't that scary?
I made it black with white text. They would have wasted so much ink.
So much ink. And then, what is this person? I don't understand. Why is this guy from Australia?
Oh,
just ruined
this explains so much. And it's like...
and they're listening now.
Stavros, why is the Greek economy in such a bad state? It's this trend of black websites with white text. We're spending too much on ink for the Library of Alexandria.
The Greek economy, it's in Egypt. Greece didn't control. So obviously your point is totally defunct.
I'm thinking of Alexander the Great.
I know. You're so...
I'm still in Greece.
You're still in 3000 BC.
That's Macedonia.
Yeah.
I stuffed that up as well.
You're still in 2300
all
BC.
Right, so
you're
Egypt,
so behind the times.
Egypt prints out everything and puts it there.
I love how your character as well was like half Russian, half Cockney. We somehow ended up working in a Greek
Stavros.
Library. A library didn't even know which
Stavros.
Country was.
Stavros.
Oh, he's Stavros.
Well, you know, Russians control Europe. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, there's a funny thing. My wife, she fell down the apples and pears. That was so dark, I'm sorry. That was the only Cockney rhyme slang I could think of.
Oh, no, why?
That is incredibly offensive. So anyway, that's the story. That the Library of Alexandria...
Why did they start doing this?
It might just be Egyptian pages.
Why did they start doing this?
The theory being that if there was ever something to happen on the internet, that they would still have record of everything. But it's a bit... I mean, I don't necessarily...
You can back it up in other ways than printing it.
Well, exactly.
So every time you put something online with the idea of, this will be greener, I'm not going to print it, the library... You might as well have just printed it because the Library of Alexandria would have printed it anyway.
Pretty much. I imagine they have a machine to do it. I don't imagine this is one bloke who's, you know, on dial-up internet, just typing up, just printing out on a slow printer that needs ink.
This makes me want to make a website. That's like, hey, Library of Alexandria, why are you printing this? Bet you feel pretty dumb right now. I made this website so you would have to read these words coming out of your own printer. P.S.
.com. Do you want to actually do that through WordPress? Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
It'd be fun to do that, just as in the website that they have to print.
Yeah.
The URL might be something quick and slick, like fans of Egyptian libraries.
.eg,
Then,
all right.
And then the website is actually... That's probably doable.
We've got 20 minutes. I reckon we can... They say that, you know, they you see those ads online.
Yeah, do you have $160 to throw into this gag?
Yeah, ads out, roll of cash. Okay, prepared. They say you can make a website in seconds.
My idea of having made it is when I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'll make a website for a gag just to mess with the librarians in Alexandria. That's when I'll feel that I've made it. Not quite there yet.
No.
But I look forward.
Nice.
I look forward to making that. So that is your. That was
That's
a good story.
You don't mind that? I don't know.
I think
I don't
they're
a lot
super
of research
dumb.
Into it. There isn't much information on it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think it's a ridiculous idea.
I wasn't
totally
there to derail
overkill.
You. I was just angry at them.
We should make another sweep at derailing the Library of Alexandria of the week.
Will this game work? Oh, it might work better than the pyramids.
Yeah, the
idiots.
The game. It's just like, well, yeah, nothing compared to the bloody Sphinx. The Sphinx is quite disappointing, but that's another matter.
Why is the Sphinx disappointing?
Well, it's just. I mean, firstly, I really went for the nose. So when I was when I wasn't there, I was
just a nose guy.
Pretty much, yeah. I just look at the nose of statues, like Michelangelo's David's nose. It's just rubbish.
Michelangelo's David's nose. What's wrong with the nose?
It's just sort of
small.
Why
are you defaming Michelangelo?
It has, has he been dead 70 years?
Way more.
I know.
So, like you're in the clear.
That's good.
I think
case,
you knew that.
That
I feel like you were setting me up to say that.
Yeah, that is the base of the show. Anyway, and the Sphinx is just very small. I'm sure, I mean, I was built in like, you know, the old kingdom of Egypt, but still, that's good. It's fine.
Yeah.
Go and see it.
I
see the pyramids.
I have a
You've
message.
Been to Egypt, haven't you?
No.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh. No, it's very nice.
Their libraries aren't very green. I have a message to the librarians of Alexandria who chose to do this, and it is the following song by the Beatles, The Fool on the Hill. That's what I think of them.
You just use that song when you want to roast people all the time.
Yeah,
you've
used
that to use on Ben Volchok,
yep.
The Library of Alexandria, and some other guy from history.
Probably.
Yeah.
I guess... In what way is Melbourne comedian and radio presenter Ben Volchok similar to the Library of Alexandria?
They're both fools on the hill.
Yeah, they've both according received that Kate. Insult from me. You listen to Get Serial on 90.7 with Kate and Kelsey.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.